Good morning. Let's open a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you so much for today. We thank you for bringing us out. Lord, we just pray that your word, your message for each of us will be received, Lord. And we just pray that each of us individually will have an experience with you today, Lord, and just be able to just trust you more and just watch how you're working in our life. And we pray, amen. You can turn into your Bibles to Luke 10, verses 1 through 24. Or if you're following along in the journey book, it's page 80. Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. And he was saying to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money belt, no bag, no shoes, and greet no one on the way. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking what they give you, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not keep moving from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat what is set before you, and heal those in heal in it who are sick, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your city, which clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet be sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I say to you, it will be more tolerable in the day of Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida, for if the miracles had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will not be exalted to the heaven, will you? You will be brought down to Hades. The one who listens to you listens to me, and the one who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy and saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing will injure you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven." At that very time, he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, "I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him." Turning to the disciples, he said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings wished to see the things which you see and did not see them, and to hear the things you have in which you hear and did not hear them." When I started to reflect on this passage, when I found out I was going to be sharing this morning, my first thought went to the Great Commission. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And we've heard this many times here, but just the fact that "go" didn't necessarily mean go somewhere, but it was as you are going, share the word. And I think when you look through the scripture, they were going to share the word, but they were also going to people who were going to receive them. Yesterday was actually, I teach Christian ethics at my school, and the lesson was on basically going on missions with kids. And so the kids all got a little home slip, and they could decide to turn it in and draw a place anywhere in the world that was on the slips. And so I, even though the lesson didn't say to put the home slip in, I slipped it in, and one of the kids got it, and he felt like he was cheated. And so I wanted one of them to get it to see what the reaction would be. And we're talking about how wherever we go, we can share the word of the Lord. And another part that really stuck out to me was Do not carry a money belt, no bags, no shoes, and greet no one on the way. When I moved to Hong Kong, I came 7 years ago, I think it was, and I brought my mom, my sister, and my brother-in-law, and I told them they could only take a carry-on, even though they're going to be here for 2 weeks. So I got all of their luggage, and I packed like 6 or 7 things. I packed every possible thing I could bring. And when that was the first memory I remembered when reading that part, because I didn't know what I could find in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is like a developed city, and I'd been here before, but I wanted to make sure I could have everything I wanted. And yet here, Jesus is challenging them to trust that he will provide for them as they're going, that he will provide a home, a place to sleep, a place to eat. He will give them everything they need, and they don't even need money, and just to take what they have with them. And I think that was one of the things that really struck me, is so often we try to maximize all the space we can, and yet when God sends us somewhere, we need to learn to trust that he will provide everything that we need. The next point that really stuck out to me was, even the dust of your city will clean to your feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near to you. And this is Jesus telling the 70 that he was sending out that it wasn't, he was reassuring them that even in the hard times when people reject you, the kingdom of God has still come, and that their work is not in vain, that the kingdom of God is within them, and that God is working with them. And so even when we go places and we share the word and people completely reject us, we can be reassured that the kingdom has come near us, that the kingdom is with us as long as we are obedient to God, and God is going to be faithful to us through that time. And then also this verse 17 through 20, when he talks about when they returned, he's talking about how they were in awe that even Satan and the demons listened to them. And Jesus very quickly pushes them right back to, we don't rejoice in that. We rejoice that we are saved. And I think a lot of times, I mean, yes, we can do these things, and we do have the power to, with Jesus, the Holy Spirit in us, we have the power to do these things. We have the power to heal people. But the most important thing is our salvation, that our names are written in heaven once we are saved. And so when we're out, it's not about how many people we heal, but it's about really allowing the Holy Spirit to come into people's lives and allowing them to really have their name in heaven. And that's where we rejoice. And then the final one that really struck out to me was about how, 21 through 22, about how basically at the end it talks about how this, it is God, the Holy Spirit, the Son, who reveals themselves to people, we are to be used by them. Not that long ago, I had a student come to Christ, and this is not a student I would have actually focused on. Like, God didn't really give me any insights to him. Actually, I think I thought he was a Christian, because I work at a Christian school. And we were spending some time in quiet prayer, and God just spoke one word to him. And it was basically, well, it wasn't even a word, it was a picture. God gave him a picture of just a letter, and it said, Dear God. And so he was sharing it with the class, and I said, what do you think that means to you? And he goes, I think it's time for me to become a Christian. This was a month ago. And since then, when they fill out questions, he's like, how can I witness to people? How can I share? How can I all of this? And in my worldly knowledge, like, he's a sweet, sweet boy, but really not the most wise person you would ever meet. He's the sweetest thing you could ever meet, but just not as wise. And you know, it talks about here, God went to the infants. And when I think of the student, it's a perfect analogy to this, because he is an infant. He takes things at your word. You know, he may be in grade 8, but he takes your word so seriously. He doesn't go beyond anything beyond that. And I think a lot of times we try to find the people we want to save instead of looking for the people God's already at work in their lives and then allowing us to be used and partnering with him to bring the word. And I think that's where we have to remember, when these 70 went out, they were to look for the people that would receive them. They weren't to look for the people that were going to reject them. In fact, they were supposed to wipe their feet off, wipe the dust off from that city and leave immediately. And so I think we have to remember to just allow God to reveal to us through the Holy Spirit who he's working through, and be willing to be used and to be willing to just share the word of God to the people we go to. So we're just going to go to a time of worship. And then we'll do some reflection after that.
Thank you.
just want us to move into a time of reflection. And one of the reflection questions was, think of times in your life you have been hesitant to share Jesus's message, felt inadequate, or were afraid you would be rejected. And when I found out I had to do EMP, many of these emotions came to me. And then I turned to that, this today's lesson, and I read that, and I was like, oh, I really should share and talk, because it really spoke to me. And so I just thought we should spend some time before we move into corporate prayer to really spend time listening to God and just asking Him to help us in those times, and just spend a few times thinking about how we can share God's word and listen to when He calls us to go and do that. Okay, let's also lift up the author of today's passage with us, or the devotional with us. She's Jennifer Nolan. She's a co-pastor of Lighthouse Ministries International Church in TST. She has made her home in Asia since 1986 and has written a great book called A Cup of Tea, Durian, and Her Two Cats Make Her Heart Happy. But not necessarily in that order. So let's just lift her up for today and just thank her for her insights. Let's spend some time praying for our members, families, and friends who are struggling with cancer, who are in having chemo treatments and waiting for transplants or have been having transplants. So let's lift them up in prayer right now. Next, let's pray for illness and salvation for our members, families, and friends. next, let's pray for the different infirmities of people that we, both within our church and their family and friends, and just pray for these infirmities to be lifted and that God will just heal them. Let's also pray for everyone in our church who's looking for jobs right now. Let's pray that they will find these God will provide them jobs where they can minister to the people around them, where they are truly called to be at work. Let's also spend some time praying for the different activities and ministries that are happening today and tomorrow. So let's first start praying for Mission Focus, the Indonesian ministry, Febe and Kupang, and the Singaporean Future Church Plant. Let's pray for the education ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth College Group, for their leaders and their teachers to be just wise in listening to the Spirit when they speak to the different members that they're working with, and just that the people who are being ministered to this, the kids, the teenagers, and the college students will just really hear God's word and just really start to move in their faith. Some time for our SP families and marriages, that love, true love, will be seen through these relationships, healing for anyone, any relationships that need healing, unity that's tied to you, Lord, restoration and protection. Let's also lift up our house churches that are meeting today, Bel Air, McDaddy, and Robinson Family. Let's lift up all the activities this weekend. Our services tomorrow, worship, hospitality, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, GIC, EG, outreaches, and all other meetings that are taking place. Just that God will be protecting all of these meetings. Just that we will hear His word and He will be made known. God, we just come before you, just thanking you for this morning, thanking you for just giving your word, Lord. We just pray that as we spend time with you, Lord, that your spirit will reveal to us the areas that you are speaking to us, Lord, that we will be in an open posture to hear from you, God, that we will lay at your feet any unforgiveness or hurt that we've had, Lord, that we can just draw close to you, Lord, and just know that you are our Lord, our God, our Savior, and our Messiah. Amen.